Hello, everybody, and welcome to 8th Rate Radio, one of Gamerscape's Final Fantasy 14 podcasts, Fusion X. And joining me this week, we have Steak, and we actually have somebody else for once, Chinchilla.
Yay!
Woo!
Hello!
Hello, Chippy.
I'm like waiting for Steak to chime in. He goes, hello. It's like, what? Hello, Captain. All right. Probably going to be a fairly quick episode here this week, but we do have some good stuff in here. So first up, we have more details on private player residences, which will be coming with 1.21, which should probably be out by the time the next episode airs, hopefully. Cross your fingers. These will be usable in any city-state after you complete a quest. And in order to get to that quest, you need to complete the second main scenario quest for your city. So, like, if you're in Ul'dah, you need to complete, Treasures of the Main, I think. Is that Ul'dah, or is that... Anyway, it's like the second mission you get. So it's really not that hard of a prereq to meet. So not a big worry for you guys there. You'll be able to replay event cutscenes, and I think we've talked a little bit about this before, too. Rested EXP bonus... will start when you enter an inn, and it will accumulate while offline up to a maximum limit. And then the accumulated bonus will be shown on the experience point bar. So you'll be able to look at the, you know, wherever you have a position to see how much of a bonus you have. Because of all this, the experience points for regional leave quests is going to be adjusted. And so you'll be receiving more XP than you do now without Guardian's Aspect. So if you have, and I'm not sure, I think it's supposed to be about equal to with Guardian's Aspect, but you'll be able to use it on for crafting and stuff like that too, I believe. So that'll be cool. Also, in regards to the inns, while in the rooms, you cannot craft, you cannot repair, etc. And you can only have yourself in the room. You can't like have a hotel party or anything in the room.
But there's, I want to have a party in the room.
Well, you'll have to wait for private the actual like house residences in 2.0.
After the party, it's the after party.
And after the party, after the party, it's the hotel,
it's the Mog House lobby.
There's going to be furniture in the room that you'll be able to interact with, so like you'll be able to sit on the bed or on the chair or whatever. That's pretty much it for that. Balancion's Day Love Letter Contest is now going on, and you'll have until the 21st to submit these on the official forums. First place will win a stuffed Moogle, a guild leaf strap, and posters. Then runners-up second or third place will receive the poster sets. I totally submitted one.
And it, did you
and
really?
It's, nice. And it's going to be for an NPC that no one else is going to do. I'd be very surprised if anybody else did. I wrote my love letter to Pissed Pirate.
Nice. Of course you did. Nice. Of course you did, actually.
No. It's the best NPC in the game.
Man love.
Love. I remember when I found him in was it alpha or beta? I don't know. It was fantastic. So
I remember the first time you posted about that.
Yeah, dude, he's awesome as hell. Wench, bring me another ale. Eh? What's that? You're not a wench? Wench, bring me another wench. Love it. So yeah, get those in by the 21st. Big point of discussion lately here has been world merge and world transfers.
This seems to be the buzz.
Before, they're pretty much just renaming all the servers, gave them all a number, and said, you can move to whatever one you want. And that's how they were going to handle it. A lot of people were unhappy with that, especially people that aren't currently subscribed to the game, because they would just kind of get scattered. Mm-hmm. So what they're going to do now is they've listened to player feedback and they're changing how they're going to do this as a result of that. So now they're going to straight up just merge two servers into one, or unless you're Selbina, then you're still the same server. I guess you guys have a lot of people, which is weird. Go figure, the one for, you know, named after 11 is the most popular.
Yeah, I didn't really see populated. That one coming.
No, not at all.
Just kidding. Totally
sorry. And anyway, what they're going to do is they're going to merge one world with another into a new world, which is going to be named now. And this was, I think, something I had brought up earlier, is, you know, after this, are they going to change the naming scheme? Right now they're using, you know, towns or cities or whatever from the Final Fantasy series. And they are going to be changing it because Yoshida said that he wants to have those names available for possible content later on in the game's lifetime. One of the examples he gave was that, for example, Gold Saucer would be used for the name of the casino, or for, you know, if whenever they they've, you know, talked about adding some type of you know, amusement park type-ish, you know, some kind of area where you just go and you have fun and you know, that kind of thing. So that'll be cool. That's kind of interesting that they're you know, it's kind of weird though. It's like, at the same time, like, wouldn't it be weird to, like, have something in 14 named after something in another? I mean, there's certain things in Final Fantasy that, you know, where they borrow names. Like, you know, like, there's Biggs, there's Wedge, you know, and stuff like that. But I don't know, for me, it almost, and it's, I think it kind of shoots back also to when we had Materia, when they decided to call it Materia. It's like, oh, that's cool. It's kind of like a reference to another game, but at the same time, it's like...
Yeah, well, you know why they're doing it. It's because 7 was, like, the thing that sucked so the majority of the fan base in, so...
Bye. Yeah, I know. And it's weird, because it's like, it's cool,
but they say the other games, time. But they mostly mean 7, and probably 10.
Well, it's weird, because it's like, on one hand, it's kind of lame that they're using it, but at the same time, it's cool. And it's like, and I'm not really, like, real strong one way or another. It's like... That's lame and cool. Like, I don't know. So that's what they're doing with that. Selbina is going to be moved to Riddle, which I think is kind of appropriate, right? Wutai and Gashal are going to be moved to Masamune. Rebenaster and Cornelia are going to Durandal. Melmond and Figaro going to Aegis. Istori and Mysidia are going to Gugner. Saronia and Lindblom are going to Sargatanus. Yeah, I don't know what I've never heard of that one before. Fabol and Besaid are going to Balmung. Trabia and Keshwan are going to Hyperion. And Karnak, Palamecia, and Bodom are going to Excalibur. And then Ragnarok server is also going to be created that will be recommended for European time zone players. They're also going to open up applications to move. So if... for whatever reason, you know, you don't want to continue to be with your server or merge with whatever world, and you want to maybe move to a different server to play with friends or whatever, you'll be able to put in an application to do so. And so this is going to start up on March 1st and go until the 19th. And then all this, the maintenance with all the world merge and stuff, that's going to be going down on March 27th. I'm sure they'll be posting all the topics up, or all the information you need to know up on topics on Lodestone. So keep an eye out on that. We'll also have it up on Gamerscape. So there you go for that. I'm curious to see.
That's a big deal.
It is. It is.
It's a big move. I mean, it's a big change. I'll be curious to see, like, you know, what kind of culture will kind of, you know, will come of the transfers.
Yeah.
Let's all go to Masamune! Should be fun.
Maybe. It could be. Bragging rights. We actually have a few this week.
Yay!
I'm sorry, I take it back. We actually have literally a few. So here we go. This one comes from Kazuhiro Jaeger of Lorem Ipsum on Trabia. Recently, I beat Ifrit for the first time after missing all of my Link Shell's wins. I've also restarted progress on my Panda Luminary with 3/5 of the achievements done. And after much patience, I finally come across the Dalmond Cultist event, which was a great surprise. Last but not least, I've made Hero of Maelstrom on two occasions since the new year. That's pretty cool. Earthdigger, joining Ifrit's group, managed to get the clear on our second try. Oh yeah, he got his harpoon. I don't know if I want to acknowledge that. I'm kind of jealous. Yeah. He got a harpoon. He's a jerk. That's all that anybody needs to know. I was expecting like a comment from somebody. You're all just kind of...
I was just gonna let it go.
Okay. That's cool though. Grats. Sneak attack. Got Leatherwork to 45 and convinced a real life coworker to start playing 14.
Woot. That's pretty awesome.
Well. So there you go. Those are your player achievements. Make sure.
I bet you his coworker is like, okay, what do I do?
Where do I? They've actually added a lot of tutorial stuff. If it wasn't, if it wasn't like $3 to make a new character, I might just to check out the tutorial stuff they've added.
Yeah.
All right. And that is it for player achievements. If you want to add your player achievements and hear them read on the next episode, make sure to go into our forums. And post them in our bragging rights thread under general discussion. Can't miss it. It's sticky and everything. Now let's take us into emails. This is going by pretty quick tonight.
Wow, it sure is.
I know it. This one comes from Derek. He says, hey guys, just listened to my first podcast from you guys. Thanks for all the info about patch 1.21. But one thing that I really want to know. When is Final Fantasy 14 coming out for PS3? Such a big fan of the
game.
I hate that you need such a good PC to play it on. Right now, my PS3 is just collecting dust until it drops. So please tell me if you have any information on the release date. Thank you very much.
You know, it's kind of funny because, like, I know people that bought a PS3 because 14 was coming out.
Ditto.
Yeah, and it's like...
I bought a PS3 because mine died on me while playing the last Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy is moving PS3 units, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it sure is.
We know that 2.0 is going to drop right around the end of this year, beginning of 2013. My guess, far away. I know. My guess is January for a PS3 launch. However, it'll probably be in beta a couple months before that, I would imagine. The schedule could change, it could shift back a couple months or I would say maybe even ahead, but let's be honest, this game is not going to rock.
I bet you this game's going to rock on the PS3, man.
Oh, I'm sure.
I hope so.
It
needs to, but,
it's going to be fun.
Yeah, you're looking, around the winter time. Not this next winter here, like 2012, 2013 there. So, there you go. That's it for emails.
The email.
Wow. So there you go. If you want to send us emails, you can do so, aetheriteradio@gamerescape.com. Questions, comments, all that good stuff. And that'll take us, we got a little bit of a news thing here. That's good.
I enjoy it.
News is good.
I'm a fan. So this week, Gahu and myself posted a post. It always sounds weird when I say it. Posted a post up on Gamerscape regarding we've had some downtime lately, as well as what our current plans are for the website going ahead. Ganyman has stepped down from his position at Gamerscape. But we do have more people that have stepped up to kind of take over what he was doing, the programming and coding end and everything like that. We are kind of reevaluating the website right now. We're looking to condense the website, so we'll have right now, from a technical standpoint, each blog and each forum is a completely separate entity, so we're going to pull those together so it's one blog, one forum. Wikis need to stay separate, otherwise people would go insane trying to find items. We're going to just simplify everything. The radio website will probably be gone. It'll be integrated with the main blog. Regarding the stream and stuff, we're still talking about it. Stream may stop. Live shows may or may not stop. Push to Talk will probably move to Ustream if that's the case. Lots of stuff going on right now behind the scenes. So we'll keep you posted on the bigger developments on that. Make sure you go over to the site, check out the post, and please leave comments in the forum thread for that. We want to hear everybody's feedback to know what you guys want to see happen with the website. So thanks for that.
Absolutely. And thanks for your support.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Thanks for your ongoing support.
Love support.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that'll do it, I guess. That was pretty
cool. Really? Why don't we do some in-game, dude?
In-game? I haven't been playing 14. I did the Balan Tionz event.
Where?
Pulled, what was the reward for that?
You got, like, these little choker neck pieces.
Are they
you have to partner up with somebody, and you get chocolate, and you use it on them to build up points of love or whatever. So, naturally.
Wait, you use the chocolate on them? How does that work?
It's just like using an item on a person. You, like, blow them a kiss, and you see a little heart animation. So, it was getting kind of towards the end of the event, and I logged in a couple times and couldn't find anybody. So,
do you have to be paired with the opposite sex?
No. So, actually, this is kind of funny.
That was a serious question. I wasn't trying to.
No, I know.
Okay.
I hopped on to Skype, and I'm like, there's a couple people I know that play 14. So I'm like, hey, Zyle Harkin. He's like, what? I'm like, come shower me with chocolate so we can get this event done. Well, so we're sitting there, like, blowing kisses to each other and old eye, using the chocolates on each other to get the points we needed to get all the stuff, the titles and whatever. So I got the Heartbreaker title now, and so I got it done.
From the chat, Chin, Carletta says, I love you, Chin.
Oh, I love you too, Carletta.
Can't hear me.
Carletta never got blown.
What?
There's a little emote in the chat. Oh dear!
What did it say? I don't have the chat up.
It said Carletta never got blowed.
What? What?
Did I stutter?
I don't understand what you said.
He was talking about blowing kisses with the chocolates.
Oh, okay. I get
Carletta
it now.
Carletta never got blowed.
Oh man.
That's awesome.
A little awkward, Carletta. A
little bit.
Kind of need an adult now.
I feel like a word is missing, but maybe not. Anyway.
Kisses.
That'll do it for this episode of Aetherite Radio. Email us, aetheriteradio@gamerescape.com. Questions, comments, all the good stuff. Love to hear from you guys. You can tweet at us, aetherite_radio on Twitter. And that's all for those. You can check out our websites, gamerscape.com, ffxiv.gamerscape.com, radio.gamerscape.com. Wow. See, this is why we're merging all the blogs into one thing. Forums, bragging rights. If you want to hear your bragging rights read on the show, make sure to post those up. And we'll see you back here in 2 weeks. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Peace out, guys.
Peace out, Cub Scouts.